Today's reading is from John 15, verse 1 to 17. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose and appointed you, so that you might go and bear fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other.
Jesus, in his ministry, told a story of a man who owned a vineyard. And in this vineyard was planted also a fig tree. And the man went to inspect the fig tree time and time again, year after year, and became increasingly frustrated that the fig tree had no fruits, no nice figs to pick. Eventually, in his frustration, he said to his servants, "Take that fig tree out. It never produces fruit. It's no good. I want it away." But the servants said to the master, "Master, wait one more year. I'll dig round it. I'll make sure that it's properly watered and fertilized. Let's give it one more year to see if it bears fruit. If it doesn't, then fine, it will go." I wonder if you could put the slide up, please. A question for us to think about this morning is, are you learning to be about the Father's business? Are you learning to go as God would want, as God, the Father, the Son, to go with the Spirit, his leading, as he would do? His business. Are you getting in line with that? And the challenge we'll talk about later. This morning's reading, Jesus describes himself as the vine and his heavenly Father as the gardener. He says that you, my followers, are the branches connected to me in the vine. And it's quite clear from Jesus describing himself in this way as the vine and the followers as the branches, it's quite clear that there is an expectation, a desire, that the followers would be fruitful, that they would bear fruit. But of course, with that expectation on them that they would be fruitful comes the question, what if? What if they are not fruitful? What happens then? Well, it's a worrying question. I mean, Jesus then talks about branches being cut off, branches withering and being discarded and eventually just burnt. But we've seen the answer to the what if in our series last term when we looked at 2 Chronicles. Remember all those kings, some good, others not good, and the people getting further and further away from the purposes of God. And it ended up in that chapter 36, that final episode that our friend Natalie got to preach on appropriately. She then got COVID and it was all a disaster because I called it final doom, total meltdown, because everything has gone wrong. And the people were taken off into exile. It was a total disaster. But that happens after years and years and years of the people choosing their own way, of kings going bad, people ignoring numerous warnings from prophets and still deciding to just do their own thing and not be part of God's purposes and certainly not bearing fruit. In other words, the decision to take the people into exile wasn't a snap decision by God. It wasn't like one day suddenly woke up and said, "I'm so frustrated with you, off you go." It was after generations and decades and many, many kings of getting it wrong and the people being far from God. Jesus calls us to abide and be fruitful. Right. But I'll return to talking about Jesus describing himself as the vine. We've just rehearsed in the communion a reminder that Jesus has done enough for each and every one of us to be saved, to be able to live as his people, and to be fruitful. In verse 2 of that John 15 passage, Jesus says, "The fruitful branches he cleans so that they will be even more fruitful." And in verse 3, he says, "You are clean by the word I have spoken to you." Keep with his word and you will be cleaned and become even cleaner to be more fruitful. It is Jesus who achieves that in what he's done in his life, death, and resurrection, as we've just rehearsed. But having done that, Jesus then calls us to abide in him, to remain in him, to stick with him and follow and stick with the words that he says and put them into practice. In fact, the word remain in this passage is repeated over and over and over again. It's in verse 4, it's in verse 5, it's in verse 7, it's in verse 9, and it's in verse 10. He also puts it the other way around, the converse, if you like, to kind of accentuate the points. He does that in verse 4 and verse 5 and verse 6. So there's 8 times there he's saying, "Remain in me." So he's kind of saying, "Remain in me, remain in me, remain in me, and just in case you didn't get it, remain in me. Remain in me." But with that abiding and remaining in him comes the expectation that we will be fruitful. But I want to make something clear here. When we hear the word expectation, it plays with our minds. And what I want to spell out is that expectation that we will be fruitful doesn't automatically mean that we have to be struggling and striving in some kind of activity that we hope will be fruitful to somehow squeeze out some fruits. No, Jesus calls us to abide in him. Put that into action, to love as he loved. And with that, abiding in him and loving as he loves is the expectation that we will be fruitful. So it's not about us straining and striving and launching ourselves at everything and anything to try and desperately bear some fruits, but instead being in him, doing as he does, and you will be fruitful. See in this passage, as you read John 15, that there is actually not just an expectation that you'll be fruitful, but a double expectation that you will be fruitful. We see that in the way that he expresses that you can ask anything, and he does that twice. In verse 7, he says, ask anything and you will see it happen as the Father does it. And then again, verse 16, he invites us again to ask anything in his name. So Jesus says, abide in me, remain in my way of fruitfulness, and you can ask for anything and that will lead to more fruits. And then again he says, love in my way of fruitfulness, and you can ask for anything and that will lead to more fruit. I summarized it on the screen there. This is a double hit. The repetition makes sure that it's like Jesus says it once and then says it again to make sure that you get it. Jesus really wants you to get this. But now let's focus on when he says, ask whatever you wish. Ask whatever you wish in my name. In other words, be about the Father's business and ask in line with his business. So when we're asking, it's not simply us putting forward our earthly wish list. I mean, we all have those, let's be honest. It's not our earthly wish list, but it's us learning to look up and think, in the Father's business, what change will be required? What change is necessary? What change is good to ask for? Shifting things in the spiritual realm. Asking things to change that the Father, of course, would want to do, because it's the Father's business to change things in that way. Now, that's not to say that earthly detail is unimportant. We know in this church, through, I would say, hundreds, thousands of prayer requests and seeing God answer prayer, that God is interested in the detail. But it's us learning actually to pray more in the spiritual to shift things around. I think we can fool ourselves that if we spell out more and more detail and make our prayer longer and longer as we rehearse and go into more and more detail, that somehow will change things. But I am coming to realize that that is not so fruitful. It's valid, but it's not so fruitful. When God is simply asking us to learn to be about his business and pray spiritually, simple, straightforward asks that move things around in the spiritual, which will then change in the detail here on earth. So an example, we all have friends that we would love to see accept Jesus. And maybe we've been their friends for ages, or maybe we've been talking to them for a long time. So our prayer for them, our ask, is to say, Father, in spiritual, now bring an openness to the good news of Jesus, and to recognize that there is a blockage, that there is attack, that the enemy doesn't want them to see that. And so to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the enemy and block off the work of the enemy to release the people to see the goodness of Jesus and the good news. And declaring that Because in learning to be about the Father's business, we can join with the Father in his business, which is shifting things around in the spiritual. But now I want to return to that double hit, that double expectation that we would be fruitful, that we would be fruitful, or that we would bear fruits. And hence the challenge on the screen is to abide, to pause, and maybe use something as simple as a breath prayer. A breath prayer is a prayer that you can pray with one breath. Lord Jesus, come in. Lord Jesus, lead me out. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord Jesus, lead me in your purposes. The challenge is often to go and do something, to go and apply yourself in some way. But because there will be no fruit if we are not abiding in him, the challenge today is to pause and abide in Jesus with a simple breath prayer. Abide, and then learn to do and apply yourself in line with the Spirit's leading. That will bear fruit. And then the final thing to encourage you with is to see how Jesus upgrades his followers as he talks to them about the vine. Jesus many, many times uses the language of servants with his followers. And he describes them as servants, and in different ways he uses the language of servanthood. But here, in this passage, he upgrades them from the economy class at the back to full first class. You are my friends. Servants just do the job. Maybe get some kind of payment or board and lodging for their work. Friends get to know what the master is about. Friends get to know the Father's business. Friends get to know the values, the principles, the purpose of what it's all about, the big picture, and to share and to be part of that. Jesus says, "You are my friends if you stick with me. Follow my words and love as I have loved." And that's why the question here is, are you learning to be about the Father's business? Because that is the invitation for you as a servant of Jesus, a friend of Jesus, to be about his business. Learn the business, and then you will know what to ask. And you will be able to ask anything, even the big stuff of the massive shifting of the tectonic plates in the spiritual. And you'll be able to do that because the Father will say, "Yes, that's my business. That's what we will do." And the Father will commission it for it to happen. And it will bear much fruit. In a moment, we are going to pray. And then Graham will put on some background music. It's about a 4-minute track or so. And in that, I just invite you to turn to a neighbor, or if there's someone on the other side who you get on with, go over to them and just share with them, what do you make of this question about learning to be about the Father's business? Just share your thoughts, and then maybe pray for each other. Or if you'd like someone to pray for you, I'll go to the corner over there and just come and find me, and we can happily get someone to pray with you. The track will last about four minutes or so, and then the musicians will come up and lead us in further songs. Start joining in as and when you wish, or come and have someone pray with you, come and find me. in the corner. But let's pray together now.